myself too. So right now I just have to be consistent once I figure out how to say it.
Yes.
It's kind of, today it's kind of, all the strange names that we have today is kind of a throwback to
good morning.
Good morning.
It's a joy to welcome all of you to our Lord's Day service, and we wish all the ladies a very happy Mother's Day today. We're so grateful for the Mitterman ladies who will be sharing their gifts in the service today. At 3 p.m. this afternoon, we hope that you will return for a Music for Bread concert. This is a collaboration between Colin Welford and Midsummer's Music and Birch Creek Performance Centers. All of our artists are donating their services, and we hope that you will come not only with canned goods, but also with cash offering, so that everything that we raise this afternoon will be going to our local food pantries. And as you know, we have limited seating in this building. We will have an overflow section, but we hope that if you plan to come, that you come early, because at 180, which would be delightful if we get, we have to turn anybody away after 180 people. And we hope that you will be back here on Friday as we remember our beloved Betty Overbeck. Her memorial service is this Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Let us turn our hearts to worship the Lord.
Word for the week is taken from Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name give to him glorious praise. Now please stand, if you're able, to sing our opening hymn, 552, When Morning Gilds the Skies. Eternal God, creator of our first home, we gather as your family to seek your blessings on our homes and our relationships.
We ask you, O Lord, to teach us how to reflect your grace in every encounter.
Life-giving Spirit, you came in power to form and guide the church, a family with varied gifts and graces. Grant that church and home may model for each other the nurturing of individuals and the growth of community. We recognize the difficulty in forming family with those who are different from ourselves, as well as with those who are like ourselves. We confess our failure to love and grow, our impatience for others to change, our blindness to one another's needs. Yet we rejoice that you have given us each other, and we dedicate ourselves to mutual support and love, trusting not in our own strength, but in your strong compassion.
Guide us, O Lord, and enable us to support and love each other. Amen.
That point of the service where we bring what we call our joyful noise offering. This is different from our regular offering. Our joyful noise offering goes to a local charity, and this month our joyful noise offering will be going to Door Cancer. Since 1997, Door Cancer has given out in Door County $2.2 million to people who are struggling with cancer. And last year alone, they gave out $288,000. Now, this money is used for those who are in active cancer treatments who don't have to worry about deciding whether to get a treatment or pay the mortgage or the rent or the utility bill. And the Door Cancer is completely volunteer run. So no one draws a paycheck, so all that we give goes directly to people who are struggling with cancer in Door County. And in my ministry, as I've talked to people who have been undergoing cancer treatments, they tell me that this is what keeps hope alive, is being able to function during cancer treatments and not have to worry that because an income is gone, that their home or their apartment will be gone as well. So we are going to be giving our joyful noise offering. Our children lead the way, and then afterwards, if you would like to come up and give an offering, and if you prefer sitting down, then our ushers will come out with the offering and will help you with that. So let us begin our joyful noise offering.
Thank you.
floor.
Our scripture lesson is found in the book of Judges. The Israelites again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord after Ehud died. So the Lord sold them into the hand of King Jabin of Canaan, who reigned in Azor. The commander of his army was Sisera. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help, for he had 900 chariots of iron and had oppressed the Israelites cruelly for 20 years. At that time, Deborah, a prophetess, was judging Israel. She used to sit under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites came up to her for judgment. She sent and summoned Barak and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go, take position at Mount Tabor, bringing 10,000 from the tribe of Naphtali and the tribe of Zebulun. I will draw out Sisera, the general of Jabin's army, to meet you by the Wadi Kishon with his chariots and his troops, and I will give him into your hand." Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, I will go, but if you will not go with me, I will not go." And she said, "I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, the road on which you are going will not lead to your glory, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." Then Deborah got up and went with Barak to Kedesh. Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali to Kedesh, and 10,000 warriors went up behind him, and Deborah went up with him. When Sisera was told that Barak had gone up to Mount Tabor, Sisera called out all his chariots, 900 chariots of iron, and all the troops who were with him. Then Deborah said to Barak, "Up, for this is the day on which the Lord has given Sisera into your hand. The Lord is indeed going out before you." So Barak went down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 warriors following him. And the Lord threw Sisera and all his chariots and all his army into a panic before Barak. After the battle was over and the general Sisera was killed at the hand of the woman Jael, Deborah and Barak sang on that day, saying, "When locks are long in Israel, when the people offer themselves willingly, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O princes, to the Lord I will sing. I will make melody to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the region of Edom, the earth trembled and the heavens poured. The clouds indeed poured water. The mountains quaked before the Lord, the one of Sinai, before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, caravans ceased and travelers kept to the byways. The peasantry prospered in Israel. They grew fat on plunder because you arose, Deborah, arose as a mother in Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God."
Thank you.
Ladies, would you join me in prayer? Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Over the years, we've learned a lot about mothers from the pulpit, and I've given you a lot of examples of motherhood. We've talked about women in the terms of compassion, women who are silently strong, women who love their children deeply, but I don't think I've ever talked about one aspect of motherhood that we all share. We don't like to do it, but there are times that the she-bear comes out. Have you ever experienced mother as she-bear? That's when your kids are being threatened or something happens that you feel your children might be in danger and the she-bear comes out. Now, believe it or not, I've had a few of those instances where the she-bear has come out. My son was attending a school of thousands of kids. There were safety issues in the school, but I knew he was a scrappy kid and he could take care of himself. But one day, soon after his attendance in the school, he came home with marks on his neck. Some child had put his hands on him, some child who towered over him, and the she-bear came out. Well, first I was very quiet and calm and went to the school, of course, the next day, and spoke to one of the administrators, told the administrator what had happened and that this needed to be dealt with. And this person assured me everything was fine, he would take care of it. I went home assured. The child came home that afternoon and told me that things became much worse for him because the administrator pulled him in and humiliated him in front of the bully. Well, then I called the principal's office. And I said, I want a meeting with the principal. And my husband heard the tone in my voice. And he said, I'm taking tomorrow off to go with you. He didn't do that because I needed support. He wanted to protect them from me because he knew what I was capable of. So I had the meeting. And it only lasted maybe 20 minutes. A few heads were removed from shoulders. And the principal said, I will take care of this, because I think I said, I will take this school down brick by brick if it's not taken care of. My child will be safe. We never had another problem in that school for the rest of the year. I don't think it was because the principal was compassionate. I don't think it was because he understood my cause. He never wanted to see me again in that office because the she-bear had come out. And every once in a while, we need a she-bear. And in the Bible, there was a woman who was the epitome of a she-bear. In fact, I don't know if she had a maternal bone in her body, because anything you read about her, she's pretty tough. Her name was Deborah. And Deborah was so tough, she was a judge in Israel, and at that time, if you were a judge, if you were the person who people went to, men usually were judges, and they would go to the gate of the city, and they would sit and hold court. Not Deborah. She sat out in her palm tree, which was named after her, and they came to her. That's how tough she was. And she ruled at a time where things were awful in her country. The Sisera, who was a captain of the guard, a neighboring nation, had oppressed them for 20 years. The Bible said there were 900 chariots of iron. Now, the people of Israel didn't have chariots. They had to fight on foot. They were no match for Sisera's army. So for 20 years, they were oppressed. And within that 20 years, she rises up and she is a judge and she's helping her people every day, impervious to this. And one day the word of the Lord came to her and said, it's time. It's time for you to summon the army. So she called General Barak and she said, God says it's time. And Barak said, well, all right then, but I'm not doing this alone. And sometimes when I've read the different commentaries, they've said, well, Barak was cowardly. I don't think he was cowardly. He was a realist. He knew he was outgunned and outnumbered. And that if he were to form an offensive, that it was going to end up very badly with great casualties. And he was just not willing to do that. But he trusted Deborah. And one thing I learned about Deborah that I love so much was that she could have, because of her position, because she was such a force to be reckoned with, she could have amassed that army herself. And she could have told him, you stay home, I'll take care of it, but she didn't. She encouraged Barak to stand up and take that stand. So Barak assembled the army and 10,000 people came out with him. But he knew that was not enough, and I'm sure that the people of the army knew that they were not enough. And Sisera came out when he heard that. They drew Sisera out with all his chariots. Now, what happened next is quite comical, because Sisera amasses his army by a brook, and the Lord sends a huge storm. And the waters raise, and all his chariots of iron were stuck in the mud. And Sisera and his army fled. They were in such confusion, and they were routed that day. And so Barak and Deborah sang a song, and it's a wonderful song. I only gave you a few verses of the song. It goes on, and some of it's pretty brutal, so that's why I didn't have it written today. Because as I said, she did not have a maternal bone in her body. But she talked about that the Israelites were in such bad shape, and she said, until I arose. So she was not exactly a shrinking violet, since I arose as a mother in Israel. And the mother in Israel was somebody, that was an honorific that was designated for people who loved their country so much and were working for liberation, who saw that their people were in danger and found a way to pull them out of danger. What do we learn from Deborah today? We learn, first of all, that we need to be sensitive to the voice of God, because the voice of God will always speak to us to liberate. The voice of God will always speak to us to speak truth. The voice of God will always speak to us to maintain safety and help our children and our grandchildren and this community to thrive. The voice of God is always the voice of life. So we need to be sensitive to the voice of God. We also need to understand what our roles are. And sometimes our roles are to be in front and sometimes in back, prodding. And I love when Deborah says to Barak, get up, it's time. And sometimes that is our role, to say, get up, to help the person next to us that we know needs to accomplish something and they're holding back, and we say, God says now, get up. And sometimes, if we're not a Deborah and we're kind of a shrinking violet ourselves, and we just can't see ourselves in the role of she bears, then there are other roles in this story that we need to take. And maybe the role is one of those 10,000 troops who knew or thought they were going on a suicide mission, but said, we're going to go anyway because of love. Because we love our families, because we love the tribes we're in, because we love the country, because we love God, because we know that we might not make it, but Deborah says God told us that this is what we ought to be doing. And so sometimes we're the foot soldiers. We're the people who follow, who say, I'm not sure how this is going to turn out, but I know that God has given me a role. Now, we are very fortunate in this community that we're not like the poor people of Ukraine that have had to make some very difficult choices. Some choices were to take families and leave, and some have been to stand and fight. We haven't had to do that, but there are battles even in Door County. There are battles within families. There are battles within ourselves. And what we need to know is that in those battles, we know that the voice of God will always speak to life. We know that the voice of God will always speak to wholeness. We know that the voice of God will always speak to peace. And we know that God has given us each a role, whatever those battles are, to keep going. So maybe you're Deborah who prods and says, get up. Or maybe you're a foot soldier that says, Lord, I'll follow you. Whatever gift, whatever task we have been given, let us as a people of God bring wholeness, bring joy, bring peace, bring love, not only to our families, but to our beloved communities. Let us pray. Lord, we are so grateful for the she bears. We're so grateful for the people you raise up to bring safety and peace. We're so grateful for those who are the mothers in Israel. And we're so grateful for the barracks and the foot soldiers that listen to your voice and do your will. Help us always to be your people, to bring peace, to bring grace to our world in whatever task you have assigned. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us continue to worship the Lord with the giving of our tithes and our offerings.
Thank you.
come to that time of worship where we bring our praise reports and our prayer concerns. Karen is so delighted that her great-grandson Aaron earned 4 scholarships yesterday, and we're so delighted for her, and we're so grateful for all the moms and grandmoms who are here today. We want to remember in our prayers Richard. Richard and Sybil were supposed to come soon. They're summer residents, and he has a broken femur, so his trip will be delayed. We ask for prayers for Richard. Jerry, Elfie's husband, is going in for a hip operation. We ask for prayers for Jerry, and we want to remember Jane, who is struggling with cancer. Would you go to the Lord in prayer with me? Lord, we are so grateful. So grateful for the mothers who are here today. So grateful for the memory of the mothers who raised us and who loved us. We're so grateful for our children. And especially we're grateful for all the ways in which you have given them to us as gifts. We celebrate with Karen, her grandson Aaron. We ask that you would be with Richard, that you would grant to he and Sybil your peace, your healing mercy. We ask that you would be with Jerry as he goes into his operation tomorrow. We ask also that you would be with Elfie's daughter as she continues to struggle. And that you would be with Jane and give to her your peace, your grace beyond measure. We ask all this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We invite you after the service today to join us in Fellowship Hall for a time of fellowship and getting to know each other better. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
this afternoon either. Could I give you a check for the food pantry?
It's a blessing. It truly is. Well, have a good day.